Brio Consulting would like to acknowledge the traditional owners of the lands and waters on which this podcast is recorded in Jindavik, Australia. We pay our respects to elders past and present. Hello and welcome to this episode of Brio's Meet a Bright Spark podcast series. At Brio, we are passionate about what we do, and we know there are so many other trainers working out there in the public safety sector who love what they do too. We recognise the difference that an enthusiastic and experienced person can make to learning and development. My name's Kath Burke, and today we are speaking with Corporal Joe Mito of the Vanuatu Police Force, who is based in Santo Samna, Vanuatu. It's great to be able to get outside of our own bubble and to speak to a practitioner from somewhere slightly further afield. So let's talk about Joe. In 2019, Joe created a group of volunteers, now called Community Safety Teams, CSTs, to help local police and chiefs keep peace, harmony and security within the remote island groups of Vanuatu. Since then, they've assisted with disaster response, fisheries and conservation, and anything else to make their community a safer place. From the initial group started by Joe, Vanuatu Police Force has expanded the program across the country, with Joe more recently returning to Torres in 2023 to refresh and grow the original group. As part of this latest CST initiative, Joe wrote some song lyrics, which were put to music composed by Corporal Harrison from the Vanuatu Mobile Force. And this song, I think, says so many things about what we are trying to do in the disaster resilience and training space. So to quote some of Joe's lyrics, "With a passion for safety, we took a stand, creating CST together, hand in hand. We're linking policing and traditions embrace. With courage, we ventured where others hadn't been, blending old wisdom with the modern scene. In every village, in every town, together as one, we will stand our ground. With open hearts and open minds, building a future that safety binds. Respecting elders and embracing youths, empowering all with a simple truth. That through unity and harmony, we will create a haven safe and free." So this isn't just it. Joe was an early adopter of the Pacific Community Disaster Risk Management e-learning modules using the PAC IMS system, which is similar to AIMS, as part of his work with the community safety teams. He was part of the pilot for the Certificate 4 in Disaster Risk Management Team Leadership, part of the evaluation workshops for the Pacific Island Emergency Management Alliance, with his success story being identified by the group as the most significant change for the program. And I last saw Joe in 2023 when he attended a Train the Trainer workshop for the Pacific Regionally Accredited Disaster Risk Management Micro Qualifications. He was part of the Vanuatu team who will be piloting these programs in their country. He is an absolute passionate trainer and storyteller with lots of different stories to share. So here is a short snippet of some of the things he has to say. So to start with, Joe, can you share a bit more about yourself, your background, and what you're busy doing at the moment?
Thank you, Kat. Just briefly about me. My name is Joe Mito. I'm originally from Vanuatu in a small island called MI. I have 8 brothers and 2 sisters. We've all lived in a struggle life where, unfortunately, my father, he died. We survived with our mother as a hero to all of us. Before becoming a police officer, it is a challenge of my mother to be the only hero looking after us. However, we see that this challenge became a good historical moment for her, seeing us all starting to create pathway and creating opportunity through government department, assisting her back with wants and needs. I have a rank, the Vanuatu Police Force, as a corporal, looking after the community safety teams in the Northern region. It is a great challenge delivering community policing program most of us clearly understand the livelihood and hardship of our people here in Vanuatu are facing through their livings due to hardship of transportation, hardship of telecommunication, and the scattered islands across the northern region of Vanuatu. So, in delivering community policing program, it is a great time for us, especially police officers, delivering this program. Becoming a police officer, the entire livelihood of people are all in your hands. You should create opportunity and success on how you should reduce the crime rate, and the fear of people in crime relies on you. How you do it, how you deliver it, how you transfer the knowledge to people, it's clearly in your hand. So it is a big challenge, a great challenge to us police officers. I love my job. I love who I come from. And I love my mother. Some of us are privileged enough having the parents, giving them courage, encouraging them, giving them advice, giving them directive. For me, all this came from my mother. Not only men became heroes in giving advice and directive. I am supporting women in the industry and workforce that women also have this courage, have this power, and they should be treated equally because our mother have set a legacy.
She must be so proud of you, Joe, to see, how you've developed as a person with such good ethics and the wonderful work that you've been doing in Vanuatu and with the policing program. She must be so proud. How did
Oh,
you
yes.
end up being a trainer within the police force? How did you end up working in this space?
Yes, okay. As a police officer, they teach you or they train you to solve problems. And now I am utilizing this or implementing it. For me, I am a privileged officer since I've attended lots of disaster training. SPC has sponsored a lot of training, the Bima program, and I recently has attended a training with UKET and the team, Joy and others, are planning adaptation and how we are configuring the disaster modules and disaster training into crime prevention activities. Now, when we are talking about crime prevention is something that we are trying our best to stop new crimes happening and to control and manage the existing crimes that are already happening and are affecting the livelihood of people. To be honest, this training has built my capacity to be a true leader facilitating policing program to the Vanuatu Police. And today, the Northern Command rely on me as one of its most important trainer delivering policy program. In 2016, the Vanuatu government conduct a big symposium in Port Vila, taking in all the chiefs from all the islands from Torres to Vanuatu to come together and conduct the symposium for the chiefs to help the Vanuatu Police Force to identify some potential key or way forward out. We should start to deliver our community policing program. So in 2018, and I started create what we call the community policing program. But this group of people are people that work closely with the chiefs back in the remote communities and help the chief achieve their purpose to fulfill what the chiefs want them to achieve. So I train volunteers from the community as eyes and ears of police and eyes and ears of the chief to help the reduction of crime, help chiefs, and they are also ears and eyes of the Vanuatu Police Force reporting different types of crime which happens in their villages or area council. Recently, in 2019, the New Zealand government, through New Zealand Police, sees my program. They admire this program. They like it, which is something that they've been looking for the past years where they never knew about me. I told them all these initiatives, the identity, the method, the initiative were all extra paper disaster. I used disaster modules, disaster training, and as a broad instructor, this year I set up 8 sites of community safety team. And recently I set up another one at the Northwest where lots of domestic violence, gender-based, lots of crimes are happening there. No police officers there. About 4,000 plus people there with no police officers. We can't get there. Limitation of traveling during to scattered group of islands, and we don't have facilities to travel there. It's very expensive. So it is one of the most important things that disaster training or framework has assisted me or has helped me. You know that something that you've given us is not a waste. We've delivered it just by changing it, by having some flavors to it into a real policing lifestyle. And today, that knowledge you gave us is now changing the livelihood. And mothers are crying of joy because no more problems are now happening in their department. There is proper management. People are enjoying life. Safety is now put in place. The fear of crime is also now reduced.
Joe,
Thank
it's
you.
like you planted a seed and it grew, and now you've got a whole forest. It's
Yes.
so amazing to see how, one person has made that change locally, and how it can spread and grow and have such wonderful, fruitful outcomes. So it's just so amazing.
Today, I'm not only a CST trainer, but also facilitated us to new police officers that are currently deploying with us. Also, one of my job now is I'm becoming an assessor to instructor first. I did step before we deploy to the field, assessing them what they should be teaching. So I use all the techniques. Yeah, I'm also like I'm proud of myself because it is an opportunity, a privilege to have.
I think, like Joe, like all trainers, you have your favorite memories of when you see the people that you're working with go on to do wonderful things. And I think that is the most rewarding experience as a trainer, is to see
Exactly.
people listen and people take it forward and people do things that are wonderful like you. So that makes me my fills my heart with joy when I hear that. Thank you, Joe. As a trainer yourself, do you have a favorite memory of when you've been training? As a trainer, as a facilitator, is there a memory that stands out for you as your favorite?
Yes, if I express all my memories, it will be about 4 or 5 hours. So I'll just give one because I have lots of good memories about training. And as a facilitator like you also unique. So one of my best memory as a facilitator is the commissioner called me and asked me if I can go and meet him in his office. So surprisingly, the commissioner awarded me as the best community policing training facilitator. So I received that award with joy. So it marked a remarkable day to me, which I will always remember as a facilitator. The commissioner told me, Joe, I received lots of complaints from the Far North area, the Far North Island, which is the first island in Far North. You, lots of people there are calling to their member of parliament to ask if the Far North Police Force could divert some of its policing program there. So the commissioner sent me and three others to go to For us, we set up a community policing program. So I went there. I set up a community safety team program. And today, we are getting feedbacks from community policing program. And like I've said earlier on, that this program has a big impact to the livelihood of people.
And Joe, I have to ask as well. You're one of my favorite people to watch when we were training in Nandi because you have such enthusiasm and so many good activities to get people happy and enjoying learning. What's your favorite type of training activity that you use as part of your sessions now?
Thank you. One of my favorite activities the practical part. Since we all know that in Vanuatu, I am delivering this program to the most remote area in Vanuatu. And when I'm talking about the most remote area, there are no proper telecommunication coverage system. People still use us as the means of transport. We have problems with education, which means no schools. We have to travel to main areas. This group of people are still in what in Vanuatu we call custom system, which means they don't wear clothes like us. They wear what we call numbers, which there is a leaf in front to block the private part in front. And at the back of the bottom, is the normal daily living. But when it comes to life saving, we don't care about customer one. All people's lives matter to us. In training system, I take them the topic. They break into groupings and they do the topics in activity, for example. I'll ask them, what should be some of the good characters that chiefs in communities should perform when they took up the role as chiefs? So they will say respect, honesty, loyal. So these words are English words. Most of them don't know about this word, so you have to use a local to translate honesty to language, and they will perform honesty character or respect character in their own traditional custom ways. So, like in Vanuatu, one of the most respected character in Vanuatu is when you went out to a remote area. If we are sitting in groups, a mother walks in, he has to drop down to her knee and crawl to pass by us if we are sitting. This is one of the most respected customs. So this is some of the characters that the chief started to show us. And one of the good things about it is it started to remind them and bring them back on some of those highly respected custom ceremonies that they started to forget it, but it started to remind them to for them to bring it back. So we use this traditional training a lot. When I'm talking about traditional training is I am delivering what I learned as a facilitator, but before that you have to have a good time with a local. So when you are teaching, the local will intend to transfer your teaching materials to a practical in their own traditional ways. So you will find out that when you give them scenarios, they will actually perform the scenario as what you expected, but in custom ceremony. So it is something that's very interesting that you have to know. And like I've mentioned earlier on that I facilitate across the panel. It's about becoming a facilitator. You have to understand the livelihood of the people, where these people are coming from, what type of training you will be delivering to the bottom, where it should be very, very low for them to understand, but you have to keep your learning outcomes or your learning objectives the same. Just don't change your learning objective or your learning outcome. Keep it, but try some other training techniques for them to understand those learning outcomes or learning techniques. Like I was saying in that we have a mountain. There are many ways that you can follow to that mountain, but you have to reach that mountain.
And Joe, I remember you telling me the number of islands and different communities and languages across Vanuatu Islands, because it's just amazing the diversity. Can you remind me again how many different islands and communities that you have been working with?
We have a total of 83 islands in Vanuatu.
83. Wow. Okay.
And I've been working with Tana. Oh, more than 25 islands already.
Wow.
Yeah.
And each
More than
island
25.
has its own,
You ask them language.
languages and wow.
As its own language, as its own custom, as its own ceremonies. You train them, they become your helpers, they become students, they become your good friends. Assist them, identify ways for them, help them to sustain that program. To sustain that program, you have to be in front to find opportunity how we should prolong and sustain the goodness of the program. Because sustainability comes with dedication and attention.
I like that idea of lots of things, making it work for the people that you are looking after, and also breaking it down into bite-sized chunks. Have you
Yep.
got one piece of advice for any new trainers and assessors and facilitators that maybe are thinking of working in this space in the Pacific?
My advice is when you will be now prepared to explore to the real world of facilitation, to become a facilitator, talents will come in to put you down. Because some people will understand what you will be actually doing. Some don't. So they will find opportunities, way forward, how they should put you down. So you are looking 700 kilometers ahead. They are looking 50 meters in front of you. I advise you to see another 700 kilometers ahead to what you think you'll do to suit the best to the interest of the people, while instead of listening to people that will come and put you down, complain, talk against, just forget about this nonsense. Make what you think is right. Look forward and continue the good work that we are actually doing. Perseverance has to be one of the most important things. Honesty, thank you.
Oh, Joe, I know you spoke about perseverance earlier, and I think those words that perseverance and being flexible and, keeping that big picture in mind, everything that you've shared about the work that you're doing over in Vanuatu is living those values. And it's been so wonderful to get to hear you talk about you as a trainer and a facilitator and the type of work that you are doing over there in Vanuatu, because it is very inspiring to me and I'm sure to many other people to listen. So thank you so much for sharing that with us and for your time today too.
Thank you, thank you.
Thanks for tuning in. If something has sparked your interest and you want to dive deeper, you can click on the show notes or access all of our contact details from our website, www.brioconsulting.com.au, or find us on our socials. And remember, it's not just about inspiring ideas, it's about making ideas happen. Take a minute to reflect, take something away from this episode to find out more about or to try yourself. And don't forget, we love to hear about aha moments and how you have taken action.